to join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Our news.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. English Northern Philharmonia, conducted by David Lloyd Jones, getting things started in the 1 p.m. hour with a scherzo for orchestra, music written by Frederick Delius, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with more wonderful classical music for you. We await the Scottish National Orchestra, along in just a bit with a tone poem steeped in Finnish mythology, music by composer Jean Sibelius and his tone poem called Tapiola. That and much more is on the way here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. We have this next the Cleveland Quartet, and we're going to listen to one of the first major musical efforts of Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachdanyi. Composer born in 1877 and at age 17 in 1895, gave us his Opus 1, his first published work, which was a piano quintet in C minor. Supposedly, none other than Johannes Brahms took a look at this score and, after taking a good look at it, was said to have remarked, "I could not have done it better myself." We'll hear Dachdanyi's Opus 1, Piano Quintet in C, pianist Barry Snyder and the Cleveland Quartet, next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachdanyi. His Opus 1, which he wrote at age 17 in the late 19th century. Piano Quintet in C minor, played by the Cleveland Quartet, and pianist Barry Snyder here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:40 is the time, and at the top of the hour we'll have for you NPR News, our next update of headlines, with classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, celebrating Pi Day, with clues to find examples of pi throughout the museum on Saturday, March 14th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. Here at the KU campus at the moment, it is 39 degrees. We are warming up to about the mid-40s. During a very windy and cloudy day, winds gusting from the north up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, chilly temperatures, a low in the upper 20s. It's going to be a little bit warmer, a little bit sunnier tomorrow. Still breezy, though. Tomorrow's high around 58 degrees, and for Thursday night, mostly clear, the low of 41. The Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Sir Alexander Gibson, they've got our next performance. It's music written by Jean Sibelius in 1926. A tone poem, one that's steeped in Finnish mythology. It's known as Tapiola, and it refers to Tapio, who in Finnish mythology is an animating forest spirit. Here's the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The tone poem Tapiola, or The Realm of Tapio, by Jean Sibelius, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson, here on Kansas Public Radio. A short march from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro with the Salzburg Mozart Teum Orchestra on KPR. Just about 2 p.m. and NPR News next, and more from Mozart in the next hour when we bring you his 28th Symphony, that along with music by Bach, Chopin, and much more still to come on a Wednesday afternoon.
People who listen with you, listen every weekday.
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Law NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conducted by Eric Kunzel, with trumpeter Doc Severinsen, with some of the essential Bach. We heard Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to have you along for a little bit more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon. This hour will bring us Mozart. We've got the 28th Symphony a bit later, with the Prague Chamber Orchestra as well, as early music by Friedrich Chopin, his introduction and Polonaise, Opus 3, music for cello and piano, all ahead of us. Here on KPR, support for classical music comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity, playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theodorelawrence.com. We've got for you now music from a 20th century American composer, David Diamond, in a very notable piece that he wrote in 1944 during the height of the Second World War. Distressing times in that era, and it was around that time that David Diamond had a commission from the Minneapolis Symphony and its conductor, Dmitri Mitropoulos, who referenced the distressing times and had some specific instructions for Mr. Diamond, namely, to write a happy work. The result were the following rounds for a string orchestra, performed here for us by the Dogma Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Dogma Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Mikhail Gurevich there, and music written by American composer David Diamond in 1944, music written with a very clear but simple goal, to write a cheerful work, which was called Rounds for a String Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:25 now, and still to come is the Prague Chamber Orchestra and a Mozart Symphony. Symphony number 28 in C. We'll be hearing that in about 10 minutes from now. Support for KPR comes from Don and Edie Sneathens of Topeka on their 54th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Edie and Don, from everyone here at KPR, and thank you for your generous support. On the KU campus, about 41 degrees now. Tonight, we should have clear skies, chilly temperatures of a low of about 29 degrees. Breezy overnight and a bit breezy for tomorrow as well. Winds could gust up to 40 miles an hour for tomorrow morning and afternoon. It should be a sunny day with a bit of a warmer temperature, though, with temperatures near 60. We've got some music for you now. Early music from Friedrich Chopin, written in 1829. Opus 3, which they call Introduction and Polonaise, music for cello and piano, some music that Chopin wrote for a Polish noble family. Cellist Natalie Klein and Charles Owen at piano have our next performance here on KPR. an early work by Friedrich Chopin, Opus 3, The Introduction, and Polonaise for cello and piano, played by cellist Natalie Klein and Charles Owen at the piano, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 now, and of course at 3 p.m., we'll bring you All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, catch more classical music between 7 and 9 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. One fun thing you might like to do is to check out the KPR online store and see what there is. Go over to kansaspublicradio.org. You'll find a selection of water bottles, travel mugs, reusable shopping bags, and much more. If you're looking to do a little shopping and want to help KPR while you do it, head over to our online store at kansaspublicradio.org. And as always, thank you very much for your marvelous support of KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. And time now for our recording of the Prague Chamber Orchestra, led by Sir Charles McCarris here. We've got a Mozart symphony for you, the last in his so-called Salzburg series of symphonies, one that was completed around the year of 1773. We've got Symphony No. 28 in C major for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart and his 28th Symphony in C major from around the year of 1773. Sir Charles McCarris led the Prague Chamber Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch more classical music this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson, and I'll also have more classical music for you tomorrow. We all will. Destiny and myself, classical music at noon tomorrow, as well as tomorrow morning and evening. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 3 o'clock.
PR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 46 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and lots of other frequencies covering most of the state of Kansas. You can also hear us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Lots to tell you about in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. Then we will hear about the complexities of hatching condor eggs. Truth in advertising, considering all things. We will also talk about some pilot programs in several states that would allow for treated wastewater to be distributed for drinking, for human consumption.
Recycled water. It is chemically clean. It is biologically clean.
That story and a whole lot more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
A lot calmer forecast for today than yesterday. Highs in the upper 40s this afternoon. Cold tonight with a low in the upper 20s. If you set out pansies or something in window boxes, you might want to cover them up. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 50s, lows in the lower 40s tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
46 degrees in Lawrence, 48 in Topeka. The time is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition. Your hosts tomorrow, Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio, getting you caught up on all the news first thing in the morning.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
News headlines coming up in just about 30 seconds. It is 48 degrees in Manhattan. It's 3:30.
Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Well, stocks finished mixed on Wall Street. The Dow lost 289 points, down about 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposed amendment to the Kansas Constitution could put abortion back on the ballot. Beck Shackelford-Wongongo reports.
Senator Mike Thompson, a Republican from Shawnee, recently proposed an amendment that would establish fetal personhood in Kansas, giving a fetus the same legal rights as a child. The change is framed as an amendment to, quote, clearly guarantee the equal rights of men and women beginning at conception. The proposal is one of several aimed at banning abortion this legislative session. It comes as Supreme Court Justice Marla Lugert, who has voted to protect abortion rights in the past, is set to retire later this month. Kansans will weigh in later this year about whether to directly elect Supreme Court justices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
A proposed sports authority board will include many representatives of the state of Kansas, but some city officials are also looking for Kansas City, Kansas, and Olathe representation. Zach Boblett has that story.
The Kansas Sports Authority is designed to oversee the construction, financing, and management of the new Kansas City Chiefs facilities. The board, as written, would include people appointed by the governor, legislative leadership, the Chiefs, and the Kansas Secretary of Commerce. It does not include any representation from Olathe or Kansas City, Kansas, despite the facilities being built in the two cities. KCK Mayor and CEO Crystal Watson said she supports the idea and wants to work with the state, but needs a seat at the table first.
Representation is not valid if we have no vote. And so it would be important for us to be able to have that seat.
Kansas taxpayers will cover a majority of the costs to build the new Chiefs facilities. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
An immigration detention center can open in Leavenworth, Kansas, after the city granted a private prison company's permit. Last night's vote came after a year of legal wrangling and vocal opposition. The facility will be able to house over 1,000 detainees on behalf of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Topeka librarian Meg Porteous was one of hundreds of opponents who came to the Leavenworth City Hall on Tuesday. She says the decision will affect people far outside of Leavenworth.
I don't want a concentration camp in Kansas at all. I'm terrified about the direction the country is heading.
Supporters say the facility will create jobs and operate under the close eye of a community task force. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 50s. Still clear and breezy tomorrow night with a low in the lower 40s. Let's try that again. A low in the lower 40s. There is a flood warning until Friday afternoon for the Merecine River at Osawatomie, and red flag warnings going up throughout the KPR listening area for tomorrow, noon to 8 p.m. It's 3:35.
Your news. This is all.
I'm Craig LaMolt in Rochester, New Hampshire.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this. But what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News, broadcasting from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the Strait of Hormuz, which connects the Persian Gulf to the Indian Ocean, has been effectively closed to shipping traffic since the war in Iran began.
There's probably around 200 tankers that are trapped inside the Persian Gulf.
More on why this narrow channel is such a critical route for all of global trade, but especially oil, coming up on KPR.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
We do have a flood warning through Friday afternoon for the Merecine River at Osawatomie, a red flag warning from noon to 8 p.m. for most of the KPR listening area, including Topeka, Council Grove, and Abilene. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 50s. It's 46 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 10 minutes before 4.
This is NPR.
It's not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us for Morning Edition, fellow humans, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 46 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Atchison. It is 4 o'clock.